Okay, I'm Oakley Turner. I am organising the International Mining Games, which is being hosted in Cornwall this weekend.
Okay, so just explain, what are these mining games all about and why here?
The International Mining Games was started roughly 34 years ago, hence its 34th year, after a mine disaster in the US. And it basically is the idea to keep the traditional techniques of mining alive whilst we mechanise and stuff like that. Here, we CSM has been competing for 6 years now, and originally when we set this up, it was decided 6 years ago that we would host it eventually, and this year it's come around for our turn to host, and we spent about half a year trying to find an appropriate site. The site, King Edward itself, obviously was a CSM property until sort of mid-1990s, so it seemed quite a good place to hold it, and it's also got good facilities anyway for the public.
Okay, so what goes on at these games?
Okay, well, there are eight events. Track stand, hand mucking, gold panning, air leg drilling, swede saw, and surveying.
Those are some of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just explain what some of those are. Okay. Not a lot of people be familiar with the terms.
So take the hand mucking. We have a one-ton muck cart, which we've taken out of a mine, basically. And the idea is to fill that up as quickly as possible and tram it down a 30-meter section of track. If you take all the track events, we have then the track stand, which is to actually build a 15-foot length of track as quickly as you can and then take it apart. You're timed in both of that. The gold panning is probably quite self-explanatory. The swede sawing is simply sawing through a block of wood. You have five guys doing that. The hand stealing is hand drilling, effectively, is another term that can be used for it. And the air leg drilling is using a Holman's compressed air drill to drill as fast as you can into concrete. And then we also have the surveying, which is a little bit self-explanatory and not very exciting to watch.
Okay, so this is obviously in Cornwall, where a lot of the world's mining technology came from.
Exactly. Though we have bits of kit that we've put up, which is a local company who still operates here and does a bit of refurbing. Most of the techniques were developed actually here. The compressed air drills, obviously, the Holmans were famous around the world. We took some of the guys, the competitors, to Levant for the pumping engines and stuff like that yesterday. But as I say, unfortunately, we don't really have an operating mine to still show them our expertise, because it's mostly export now. Students disappear off around the world.
Haven't even taken them down Crofty, which they're working down?
Unfortunately not. I think it'll be difficult to take 200 people down there safely.
They've got some very large inclines and declines.
Yeah, they certainly have. I personally have not been down, but I've had friends who've been down. It's an interesting experience down there, but it would have been a bit too difficult health and safety wise organising that big tour.
Okay, so let's go and meet some competitors. We've got three competitors with us. So just get your name.
Aaron Adkins.
Where are you from?
We're from Virginia Tech in America.
And you are?
I'm Paul Phillips.
And you are?
I'm Zach Wappas.
Okay, so why have you come all the way over to Cornwall for these games?
We've come to win. We come every year to wherever the games are being held and practice all year for one competition and do the best we can.
And just tell me a bit about some of the things you're going to be doing in the games, some of the games themselves.
Well, one of the ones we hope to take home with us, mostly all of them we want to take home, but one of the ones we've been practicing really hard at is hand stealing, and it's just driving a steel into a piece of concrete with a 4-pound hammer, and we hope to do pretty well at that competition. We've been practicing a lot.
Now, are you all students, or do you work in mines in the States?
We're all students. Anyone that's still at university can compete in the games, and so we have with us five seniors and a junior, and so we all have jobs set up for working in the mining industry when we graduate.
Now Cornwall likes to market itself as the home of modern mining. Have you had a chance to see some of the old mines around here?
We haven't had the chance yet. We've talked to an old tin miner that was our taxi driver last night, but other than that, we haven't gotten to see much except for the King Edward mine, and I'd really like to tour it.
Have you learnt much about mining in Cornwall, the history?
A little bit, not so much. You know, I think the States are a little. It's a big difference culture-wise. Mining, it's a little. It's a little bit to take in still.
But what's to take in?
It's kind of old school. I think that a lot of the Cornwall stuff, at least from what we see, you know, ours is a little more modernized than what we see out here.
Okay, and when you go back with your awards, all the awards you're going to win, just tell me about the sort of reception you'll get from your fellow students.
Well, actually, our department, everyone loves these mining games. We come home, if we're bringing any trophies with us, they'll all get really excited. We got some trophy cases, we'll put them up in. But, for the most part, just the people that are involved get really excited about, but everyone else is, they kind of support. But, it's not as huge for us as it is for a bunch of the other schools, like Western Australia School of Mines. It's like really all they have. We have a lot of other sports at Virginia Tech.
Okay. Well, hope you get lots of medals, awards, cups, and things like that to take home. All right.
Thank you.